This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with NPR's Ann Powers.
Hello, Robin.
Alt Latino's Felix Contreras.
What's up, Robin?
And WXPN's John Morrison.
Hey, what's going on, Robin?
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best releases out now on August 5th, starting with Doechii. Her new EP is called She, Her, Black, Bitch. This is the song Bitches Be.
Yeah, oh my baby, cautious way. Oh my baby, precious sing. Low shifting caution tang. Oh my baby, sip and sing. Low. Been sing low, yeah. Say, relax, it's all right. Don't be so uptight. You know it's all fine, just taking it slow. You ducking out wine, rerunning up fine. It's all on my time, just taking it slow, yeah.
I'm very excited to get this latest EP from Doechii. It's an incredible record, and I was really knocked out by her performance at the 2022 BET Awards. That's what kind of started building up this excitement for this project for me. You know how award show performances and presentations, they're like a little subdued? She went like the opposite way, right? And her energy was even like a little unhinged and like borderline chaotic. It got me excited for this record, and hearing it, you know, she delivered absolutely. It's five songs, but it's like all killer, no filler.
Is that the performance where she whipped her wig off during it?
Yeah, she was like going in. I was like, oh, yeah.
Tell me if you think this is a specious comparison, John. Her voice reminds me of Lizzo. I feel like there's some Lizzo energy, but she's like maybe Lizzo's anarchist cousin.
Anarchist.
I maybe can hear what you're hearing as far as like the timbre, but this is, yeah, absolutely something completely different, obviously, aesthetically and thematically and all of that. And you know, you do have like these well put together songs, and you know, she flexes a little bit of like that singing vocal, but you know, as an MC, she digs in with the bars too. You know what I mean? Like, I love the song that she has with Rico Nasty. It starts off with this kind of like dramatic guitar riff. It's like some shit from like the Creature from the Black Lagoon, like this like evil sounding guitar.
Three baths, I could shit all day. I got small tits, two nips, you could suck broad day. I piss 50s and leave the seat up. Doechii bottom feeder, the Doechii, the Don Diva. Walking over niggas and bitches, then kick my feet up, cause I'm a diva.
And Doechii is like playing around with like all of these different flows. And, you know, like I said, the songs are well crafted, but she also, not that the two things are oppositional, but the songs are well crafted, and she also has like a lot of presence and skill on the mic. Like, I love it. I love listening to her.
Yeah, I love a record that can give you such an incredible range in such a short time. I think this whole EP is like 12 or 13 minutes long, but like that song we opened up with, Bitches Be, it has this almost Beatly chord progression that's right out of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. You know, it keeps walking down. Yeah. And then you mentioned that song with Rico Nasty, which is Swamp Bitches. That, like, she comes out hitting so hard on those first couple of tracks. But then by the end of the record, she's really softened up a bit, and she closes with a song called Persuasive. And it's like she's finally taken us to the club, but it's this really dark, spaced out club.
John, I'm curious what you think about this record in context of the tsunami that overtook us this past week, the Beyoncé record. Like,
we're going to name check that album almost probably through this entire episode.
It's called Renaissance, in case you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I'll say this. I'm a househead, you know what I mean? And being from Philly, like, in addition to coming up on hip hop, we always heard house music. I'm all for it, you know what I mean? Persuasive has like that four on the floor kind of beat, and it has a lot of those signatures of like a club anthem, but it's like an understated club anthem.
Doechii is the artist. Her new EP out today, and there's a slash between each of these words: she, her, black bitch. Also out on August 5th is the album El Grupo Renacimiento from the Colombian group The Meridian Brothers. This is the song Bomba Atomica.
Explotando, la quieren utilizar para aniquilar los pueblos, perece la humanidad.
Suelta, suelta la bomba, cae la bomba, explota la bomba atómica. Lanza, lanza la bomba, muere la bomba, explota la bomba atómica.
Amenaza de los pueblos y de Bogotá también. Nos llevan a cementerio, es un horrible crimen.
Suelta, suelta la bomba, cae la bomba.
First of all, I've been following the band The Meridian Brothers for a while, and they caught my attention because the band was only one guy, a guy named Elvis Alvarez. He's a Colombian musician who staked a spot for himself in the Latin music scene, the alternative scene, mixing traditional Colombian music and a taste for the bizarre. Like, he has an offbeat way of interpreting Colombian traditions. He uses crazy lyrics, as you can hear from this track, kind of a monotone singing style, and also lots of really cool, strange sounds from analog synthesizers, kind of like a Parliament Funkadelic meets Frank Zappa meets Weird Al Yankovic, all right? Now, he put together a touring band, and they recorded this album. And it's a tribute to a band that never existed. It's a made-up band, El Grupo Renacimiento, which means the Renaissance. We're talking about Renaissance Beyoncé, right? They never existed, but they released it on a record label called Arsonia and released a bunch of great Afro-Cuban dance music back in the 50s. So it's performing art posing as a legitimately swinging salsa band by a band called the Meridian Brothers that doesn't have any brothers in it. Okay.
there are a lot of dots to connect there, but I hear you. And it has this, it sounds completely out of time, too.
Felix, I know you remember the Ruddles, right?
Yes, yeah.
So the Ruddles were this Monty Python, the comedy troupe. They did a project called the Ruddles where they satirized the Beatles. But their record was the same thing, where the songs were so great and they replicated the sound so well. I remember getting that record as a kid and being like, wait, maybe this like secretly is the Beatles or something. It's funny how a joke can become art just like that.
Yeah, yeah. And this record, for example, on this song, it's called Bomba Atomica, which can mean the atomic bomb, right? But it's also, they're playing a Puerto Rican rhythm called the bomba, which is a traditional Puerto Rican rhythm. So it's like a play on words. The guy's so creative, man. I'll just follow him down any musical path he chooses to go. And I hear the live band is just swinging, a great, great swinging salsa band. They're doing a tour of the United States right now. Big, big fan of these guys.
Is there ever a time when this music isn't perfect? Like, when I hit play on this, I thought, anytime, anywhere, day or night, any occasion, you put this kind of music on and it just makes everything better. You mentioned, Felix, how bizarre it is sometimes. Like, thematically on the record, they talk a little bit about, like, there's some heavy stuff like police brutality and war and human suffering and whatnot. But then you get a track like Metamorphosis, which is just bizarre.
Oye, mi amor, me amanecí convertido en un robot. No me ves. Estoy que he hecho un rayo láser. desperté de un sueño lleno de pesadillas, me encontré convertido en un robot.
And you don't hear it as much in the music, but the lyrics, he says, when I woke up from a dream full of nightmares, I found myself turned into a huge robot, my dear. Look at me. I'm lying on my armored back. I'm looking for enlightenment.
Kafka-esque.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I love these guys. That's why I love him. He really is, I think, a brilliant musician.
The Meridian Brothers, with no brothers in the group, the album El Grupo Renacimiento. All right, another album out now on August 5th comes from the Seattle rapper AJ Swade. It's called Oil on Canvas. This is the song Growing Diamonds.
Throwing diamonds in the lab, but this ain't the rock, nah. Gonna miss it every time if you don't take your shot. Hella carbon under pressure with my people on. Trying to battle what the three prime evils are. Got Mephisto in your spirit and it's interfering. You think apocalypse is nearing like it hasn't happened. Common sense is looking rare cause hella people lack it. Left a couple psychedelics in my morning jacket. Got a couple ancient relics stolen from the temple. Double dead watching legends in the hidden temple. Used to want to escape for element, I'm elemental. No spelunking but I'm dunking on you front and center. Don't confuse it for a mineral group, it's more expensive. Dropping gems like Russia from Olympics. Strictly with geometry and physics.
AJ Swade, dope producer, MC out of Seattle. Earlier this year, he actually dropped an incredible record called 100 Year Darkness with my man Small Professor doing the beats. And this latest one, Oil on Canvas, is real dope because he actually self-produced it. And this record has, you know, that kind of like vibey, real relaxed and confident kind of energy, you know what I mean, that I love in an MC. I love when an MC has like presence, like they rhyme and you're listening to a record, but you're like feeling them in the room. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And AJ Swade, he gives me that. Like, you can feel his energy all throughout this record.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking, like, this record is such a state of mind. And the note I made is, wow, he really takes you and puts you completely in his space.
Tell us a little bit about the production, John. I'm curious, like, the samples, the voices are so beautiful, that rainy day quality. And yes, I say that because I know he's a Seattleite, my hometown. But I love his raps. I also, the enveloping mix on this record is really something.
I always wondered what it could be like. To one day have to stray from the light.
Yeah, the production all throughout this record is ill. Obviously, it's sample based, and it's really, from what I can tell, he's taking these snippets of a sample and just, you know, flipping them and freaking them in like a real ill way. There's not a lot of like big bombastic drums happening. Everything is very muted and understated. You know, you have a song like Monochrome, which has like this kind of like Ennio Morricone meets like David Axelrod spaghetti western kind of sound to it.
Know what I mean?
Seems inevitable to name check Shabazz Palaces, and I'm just going to say the satisfaction. Seattle rappers, you know, some of them are like Macklemore, but there's also this incredible...
not Macklemore.
Hey, no dissing Macklemore, but there's this incredible gray psychedelia that comes out of the Pacific Northwest that I really hear on this record.
That's my entrance point into the music, some of this music like this, because I'm from a different generation, so it's something new to me. But what draws me in is a record like this, where that sample, the production, the stuff in the background, right? Like it creates these, like you said, like a almost like a cinematic pastiche or whatever. But it's the rhythm against the rhythm. And the track we heard, there's definitely a rhythm that the woman's singing, and then he's you know, doing his thing. His flow is over that, and there's like a tension, there's a counter rhythm. It's just, you know, mind blowing for me as, you know, as a drummer, as a musician, just listening to all these different tensions and stuff. And then it's just so dreamlike. I just, all of that stuff, everything they do, when I hear something where there's interesting stuff in the background, that just always pulls me in.
Yeah, that's a great entry point for me too. AJ Swade is the rapper. His new project is called Oil on Canvas. We do have a few more records that we want to highlight this week, along with some of our personal favorites. But first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
From your car radio to your smart speaker, NPR meets you where you are in a lot of different ways. Now we're in your pocket. Download the NPR app today.
It's New Music Friday from NPR on All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers, Felix Contreras, and John Morrison. We're looking at the best albums out now on August 5th. We start the second half of the show off with Pussy Riot. They're back with their first ever mixtape. It's called Matriarchy Now. And this is the song Princess Charming.
I got a big magic wand and they use it all the time. Take this stupid fairy tale and make it all mine. I'm gonna change up the plot cause the slipper never fit. Won't be slaying dragons, I could tame them, make them sit. I'm a playgirl, playgirl. But I'm not gonna play girl, play girl. Welcome into my world, my world. If you need a savior, just call me Princess Charming. I can be yours, Dr. Martens on the dark horse. Coming to your rescue, I don't need a sword. Princess Charming, I could be yours.
Ten years ago, a video started making the rounds on the internet of these women in balaclavas, their faces covered in the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow. And they were like storming that cathedral with punk rock energy and protest. That was Pussy Riot. That protest, that conceptual art piece, landed the women of Pussy Riot in big trouble with the Russian government, and in fact, for some of them, in jail. And now, 10 years later, Pussy Riot has evolved, survived, lived through a lot of hardship, I have to say, and changed musical styles, developed their musical style, and the current front woman of Pussy Riot, Nadia Tolokonikova, is the voice you hear in that track, and she's doing amazing work. This music demonstrates how a political collective, a conceptual art collective, traces and keeps in touch with the vibe of the moment. So, hey, yeah, maybe you think Pussy Riot is punk because of what happened back a decade ago. But as Tola Konnikova has said very clearly in interviews, Pussy Riot was never a punk group. It's a conceptual art collective, and the freedom of that is the point. And she and her collaborators find power in hyperpop. The songs on this record, they're very political. They're also very sexy, sexually explicit, I will say. They are playing with concepts of sexual power and allure. I mean, there's one called Plastic that Nadia Tolokonikova said she wrote after feeling that others were objectifying her. I'm not a girl. I'm a machine.
every boy's pet dream. I'm the perfect package, lady. Every woman wants to be.
Just throughout this record, you know, first listen, you might be like, whoa, this is somewhat off-putting, but the politics are deep. And I really love that about what Pussy Riot is doing now. It is not going to be for everybody, I have to say.
And you mentioned Beyonce earlier in the show. I'll bring her up again in Renaissance because, you know, a lot of the conversation around the Bay record has been that, you know, well, she just wants to have fun now and let loose and celebrate life. And, you know, especially after a rough couple of years and, you know, she's not going to worry about whether or not it's a big statement record. And it feels like that with the Pussy Riot album, too. Like, they just want to let loose and have fun. But also, like the Beyonce record, it actually is a big statement album. It's just maybe not the statement or the kind of politics or the sound that we were expecting behind it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Robin. And I also think that this is a strategic move basically to make pop music that will hopefully earn some money for their causes. I mean, Pussy Riot is also very active in the Web3 space. They've made some NFTs that have raised a lot of money for causes, including the Ukraine resistance movement. So I hope people pay attention to that. It is super important.
Pussy Riot, their debut mixtape is Matriarchy Now. And let's completely shift gears here and go to a new release from the group Planet Drum. This is their first new album in 15 years. It's called In the Groove. This is the song King Clave.
I get to indulge two of my passions in one show. Thanks, Robin.
Anytime, Felix.
Get to do the salsa band, and I get to talk about the Grateful Dead. This is the Grateful Dead drummer, Mickey Hart, and his band Planet Drum. Like you said, long time since they've had an album. They did a bunch of stuff in the 90s. Going back for decades, he's been all about musical exploration, and he's put together this collective of Indian tabla masters, Zakir Hussain, Puerto Rican conga master Giovanni Hidalgo, and the Nigerian drummer Sekiru Adepoju. It's very artfully done, but it all comes down to all the different rhythms and all the different things you hear. It's like a part of the cosmic drum circle that so many people are involved in. And when you hear this record, it's a record with some vocals in the background, but it's mostly all these different interlocking rhythms. A lot of fun. Happy to see them record something like this.
I know. I saw one review, Felix, of this record. I don't know. It couldn't have been in Relics, the Grateful Dead magazine. It must have been in somewhere else because it was like, this record is not for everyone. It is just drums. I'm like, that's the point. What do you think music is? Come on. And especially because these four percussionists, they sing with those drums, you know? I mean, I'm astounded by the physical dexterity of these guys. I remember seeing Zakir Hussain like 20 years ago, and then he blew me away, and he still sounds amazing. And then I found out that Giovanni Hidalgo actually lost portions of his fingers due to diabetes, and still he's playing like a boss. Amazing.
Yeah, all of these guys, they're virtuosos, but they put their virtuosity aside to be part of the collective. That's what's so great about this project.
I love records like this that are focused on the drum. I have a belief and an understanding that rhythm and drumming itself is, you know, obviously it's like an old human science. And like you alluded to, Felix, it has that cosmic and like metaphysical aspect to it. I love drum records, not only for, you know, the rhythmic aspect, but because you get to hear how, if you could categorize it as melodically, as Anne said, the drums, they sing together and they play together on a melodic level too. And I love that. And I love the feeling of all of this rhythm and sound and texture.
The spiritual part comes from something I learned when I studied taiko drumming. Every culture has a drum, and the drum's always a circle on the top, right? And that represents perfection. So that when the Buddhists, when they're playing the taiko drums, you're drawing that perfection out of that drum into your spirit and into your environment. Mm-hmm. So it just automatically, whether you're at a club playing or you're doing a drum circle or you're playing at home by yourself, you're still drawing that perfection in. So that's where the spirituality, for me, that's where it comes from.
That's beautiful, Felix. I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Planet Drum is the group. In the Groove is the album. And before we go, let's just take a minute for a quick lightning round of some of our other favorites out this week. Now on August 5th, John, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I've been rocking with this compilation. It's called Raj Jamaica. It was released in honor of the 60th anniversary of Jamaica's independence. It's a powerful, upbeat record, and it really reminded me of all the musical gifts that Jamaica's given to the world.
You all know that I love Brazilian music, and my album this week is by a Brazilian-American artist named Alexia Bom Tempo. It's called Doce Carnaval.
Felix.
There is an album by a Peruvian vocalist by the name of Araceli Poma. The record is called The Green Leaf. She's following the tradition of Afro-Peruvian lando, all of these things that come from the African side of the Peruvian country and culture, and very, very nicely produced Afro-Peruvian grooves. Para los dolores, agua del olvido. Para el mal de amores, agua del olvido. Para el que ha sufrido, agua del olvido. Si guardas rencores, agua del olvido.
And I'll just mention the new self-titled debut from the band Art Moore, and Moore in this case is with two O's, M-O-O-R-E. This is a new band featuring the singer Taylor Vick, who's from the band Boy Scouts, along with Sam Durkas and Trevor Brooks, who've collaborated with Ezra Furman, and Ezra Furman produced this record. I think it's rare for new bands to gel as quickly as this one apparently has, and this is a group you turned me on to. Really beautiful songs with just a little hint of guitar noise and great storytelling. Art Moore, their new album is self-titled. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Ann Powers, Felix Contreras, and John Morrison. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Thank you, Robin. Everybody.
Our show was edited and mixed by Nisha Vinkut. It was produced with help from Bob Boylan. Our VP for visuals and music at NPR is Keith Jenkins. Be sure to check out the description of this episode in your podcast feed to see a complete list of everything we played and talked about, along with an expanded list of other notable releases out today. And you can hear full versions of the songs by searching for NPR's New Music Friday playlists in Spotify and Apple Music. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.